Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on Hey guys, we are doing this on Everything Everywhere All at Once. Today I got Sean and I have Michael with me, and we also have a guest, Faustino.
Hey, what's up?
Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go ahead and go right into it. The plot. What do we think, fellas?
That was a little weird.
A little weird.
Funny.
Funny.
Interesting and concise.
Interesting and concise. I totally agree.
Got to see it more than once.
Definitely have to see it more than once. Definitely got to see it high.
Yeah, that is
something I do want.
Probably would have helped.
It would have helped if we were high, or at least on shrooms.
So what if you're caffeinated, no?
Caffeinated doesn't necessarily count. I think you just wanted to speed the fuck up, and I don't know why you would want that shit. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Plot seems pretty decent, pretty opening. No, like, cheesy endings, nothing at all.
There were multiple endings to it. Like, you know all those fake outs and credits rolling?
Oh, I didn't like that at all. I was like, what is going on?
I didn't see the
fake credit was where
it was in the part one.
Yeah,
they were at a screening at her movie, like Michelle Yao, the actress.
Like,
and this had a film by Daniels. I'm like, oh, is this?
I'm like, god damn! I remember watching that, thinking to myself, this can't be what the fuck I paid for.
Yeah,
exactly. It fools you. And what about that part about the walk? It's so quiet. You know, the walks and another reality.
Oh, the gawks. Yeah.
I literally think that is the most brilliant piece of filmmaking that has ever been done in a long fucking time. We are watching two rocks just be rocks.
Yeah.
And it's literally being carried on. Our entertainment is carried on by silence and subtitles.
And it's the most these two characters have ever connected in their lives by being gawks.
Yeah, because they're forced to.
That's fucking awesome.
Communicating through telepathy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Somehow, some way, and then they gave him googly eyes.
Yeah.
All right. So then the acting, we love it. Hate it.
Oh, great! Lovely acting.
Dude. The guy, the husband is Data and Short Guy.
I know. I was going to mention that. It's great to see him back in the limelight, and he had effortlessly great talent with Michelle.
Yeah. Right. Two Shang-Chi actors.
Yeah.
Hung Wei Kwai, if my memory serves, he's back from like the Goonies and Indiana Jones fame, and he's like. Yeah. I think that's like ugly cry. I haven't had that ugly cry just yet because apparently, like, he like quit acting for like 20 years because he didn't see shit.
Is that the guy that plays the kid?
Yeah, he plays the kid.
Know that.
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
The only reason he came back is because he saw Crazy Rich Asians. He was like, Hollywood is trying something now.
Yeah.
They're trying to properly represent us.
And Michelle Yeoh is always going to be there.
There's that part.
Yep.
Always going to be fucking there.
I don't have to constantly wait on Japan and Hong Kong for proper Asian representation.
Right.
Yeah.
I like the whole nunchuck part. He was cool in that.
Oh, yeah. That's great. The chick that used the flail as a... her dog as a flail.
Oh, like, Jenny Slate! I love Jenny Slate!
That is funny.
That was
Slate.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Love Jenny Slate. I was really happy to see her. She's funny. She's great.
Oh, dude.
And that big guy who was like... I think his name was like Ben... Benjamin Lee or something like that.
Yeah.
Kudos to him for doing some of the wildest shit in the movie.
They had to
and like him dry humping a lamp as well to like get that springboard bounce.
Oh
that,
my god.
That is the one complaint I will have. It does take a while for you to wrap your head around the concept and like realize how the rules are. But once you do, it sort of flows easy.
Well, the other characters help you figure out the rules, right? Because they're figuring out the rules, too. They're like, oh, you have to do something weird to unlock this power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we kind of understand that as they're understanding it.
Yeah.
Or painful.
It has to have to do with like the amygdala, like the excitement or firing of the neurons in order to make, I think...
Okay.
Which then goes into the whole kind of quasi part of like... plot and fucking acting, they pretty much committed to it because then it's like, they use the idea of quantum theory to bend it around the fact that they are doing improbable, unlikely shit in the middle of a fight in order to get somewhere further.
Yeah, if they have to like keep upping themselves in like improbable weirdness, it's like, where do you go from there? Like, I guess... butt plugs then.
I mean, butt plugs in the I guess, yeah, I could agree with that.
Like sumo level WrestleMania levels of like hopping on one.
Or the I love you, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I Love You was like really hard. I think that's the other weird thing. And I was just like, yeah, you know what? I really like how Michelle Yeoh did it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it would take a lot for someone to like mean I love you.
To a stranger. To someone
then she realizes
to a whole stranger. You got motherfuckers married can't even say I love you. Like,
yeah. That's a huge problem in Japan, I've heard.
Apparently so.
Yeah, there is a multiverse hell. Oh, yeah, the costuming, like with the sausage fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. Did not like sausage fingers.
I didn't know what to think. I didn't know how to feel, or at least if I was grasping it correctly, the hot dog fingers are dicks.
Yeah.
Nope. Like less now. Like even less.
Yeah. Because apparently in that universe, they managed to kill the primates that had normal fingers. They came out as the supreme being.
Yeah.
So then if you have hot dog fingers that are like dicks that squirt tomato and mustard.
How mankind kind has evolved.
I mean, there's that. I mean, it wasn't as bad. It reminds me of one of the scary movies. I'm trying to remember right now. One of the aliens, like, they pee with their finger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
that was a scary movie three.
Yeah.
That was a scary movie three. So it's like, okay, so
they're all different.
Yeah.
What's his name? Charlie Sheen. He brushed his teeth after this.
Yeah, because he pretty much put his dick in his mouth.
Oh, yeah, and also Leslie Nielsen can do the same thing.
How do we feel about the music? Music is actually, I think it was dope as fuck.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, man.
Didn't really like catch on to music. I was just like too busy paying attention to the weird visuals. But now that
I mean, it drove the plot and the action. That's what you want music to do.
Pretty much. I also liked how she created her own like lyrics to a song. I feel like it's a famous song. She's like, "Oh, live your life, sucked into a bagel." Like, that's like the most random like clockwork orange ass kind of shit ever.
That was kind of like a black hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you put everything, like literally everything on a bagel, it creates a weird time vortex. I wish they showed more consequences of that. Like, you know, the one guy that actually managed to get sucked in, I wish they showed, like, the consequences of that. Like, all of his past in multiverses, he's just wiped off the multiverse.
Which I thought was strange, or at least I think...
Because that's what she was trying to do, like, the main villain.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also kind of... I guess there's the plot hole. It's how in the fuck one guy gets into it, gets fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But then our antagonist and protagonist go in.
Yeah.
And they both go in, and then come back out fine.
Yeah. It's like.
Because they love each other?
Because love conquers all?
She's trying to kill herself.
It kind of feels like that.
She kills herself where she currently is.
Yeah.
Because she has the ability to access herself in other realities. Yeah.
But
if you kill yourself in one reality. That's not. How is that gonna keep you?
But that bagel is supposed to like kill all of your multiverse potentials.
I know, but you can still kill yourself, and the other realities won't even know who you are.
It's made clearly apparent she's like living everything everywhere at once. Hence the title of the movie.
So there's a piece of her in every single one of them.
Yeah, she feels and sees and like learns every possibility. She's like all in one.
That's
the same thing that Michelle Yeoh eventually becomes, like all in one with all of her multiverse selves, and that's why that little hot dog scene with her and Jamie Lee Curtis was kind of touching.
It kind of was.
Her costume was really whack. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Especially the whole scene, like the whole thing out outside during the vape.
Yep.
After she's like let go, and she thinks her husband's pathetic, but he's actually doing her a favor.
Oh
twice.
Yeah.
I also got to point out, that at least in the entirety of the whole song, or at least just this music in general, it all just like collides, starts, stops with martial arts, and then goes right back to like just being quiet again. I don't know if anybody else noticed about that. I think that was like pretty cool.
Especially with the rock sequences.
Like, yeah.
That goes dead silent.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Like if you think the movie's over and then it's actually just a silent moment. Like there's no other movie that has that right now. This is like a full. How long was it? About like 4 minutes?
No. What, the silence or the movie?
The silence of the watch.
I wish like it was 4 minutes.
What the fuck? Yeah. You hate this.
No, it was alright.
Nah. Oh my god. Alright.
I think the watch scene was the funniest.
Last part. Last part. Cinematography. How do we like it? Sorry to interrupt, Michael.
I think the camera angles. I honestly don't pay attention to the cinematography enough to judge it, but I thought it was okay for this action paced, you know, because you gotta kind of have like quick camera movement with the way people are moving and you're trying to catch them from different angles and stuff.
Right.
And I thought it was well done.
And they knew when to hold the camera still and just let the action play out, because these are professional stunt and action people, veterans.
Right.
Veterans that know how to perform and shoot action sequences. Yeah, kind of. But I think Shang-Chi swung around the camera too much for my taste.
Yeah.
Taste, because I just remember the philosophy of Jackie Chan, like, hold the camera still and only move it slightly when you want to establish the next set piece of the action.
I wish Aquafina was in.
Yeah, no, that would have been like super, super weird.
No,
because you know how far she was.
A cameo. Now.
I think if she was in it, I feel you. I feel that, but it also would have made pain. It would have made it painfully predictable.
Yeah,
because she's like always Asian Ellen, right? She's always Asian Ellen.
Yeah,
she's always like, she's not quite Asian, but she's not quite American.
And we're not
like,
quite sick of her just like, yet, are we?
No.
She always tries to be funny, even when she's not trying to be funny. She's always funny when she doesn't try to be funny, you know?
There's also, like, that kind of whole disseminating... She sounds like she's black, but she's also Asian, then won't claim it when we talk about it to her at Shang-Chi, but then that's also kind of...
She criticizes people for putting on an accent when talking about Asians.
Right.
But she's made her career off doing a black scent.
She's right.
American. She's like a, she's, that's what I'm saying. She's more of American than anything else.
Yeah, she's from Queens.
There's that.
We know her from Queens.
And she, I heard she mostly like grew up in a very Jewish community.
There's also that too, which,
yeah.
Yeah. Cinematography?
Oh, yeah.
Sean?
Oh, great. I like the, you could tell when they were in a different dimension, right? Because they did a really good job with the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was dark and eerie.
Oh, yeah, the split frame.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, the first time they go, the first time they go to that other universe where Jamie Lee Curtis is all evil and they're all zombies or whatever.
Right.
You could tell because of the lighting, because of the way they were shot. Okay, we're in a different universe, we're in a different world because of the way that it's shot and because of the lighting is all different. I like that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Also, with the action movie scene, like, you know, martial art, you can tell it's a different universe because the way it looks so different, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's kind of a flashback, and you see it. Then, you know, she's with that whole master that's basically profit off the whole thing, obviously.
I'm also blanking out on that.
I'll say this in my review that the action sequences in this film remind me a lot of the Cornetto trilogy by Edgar Wright. How the wacky scenarios complement the action scenes,
scenes,
and how it's well shot. Like still the performers are like totally dedicated to like the choreography and rehearsals. It was just great.
But
fun
still not missing comedic beats.
No, of course not. Yeah. Not at all,
Michael.
That whole scene when she shows up with the dicks is like, you can tell by the cinematography, it's like, it's goofy, but it's also action.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an action goofy because she's not fighting them like you would typically, like, she's not fighting them like the husband was fighting them. She's fighting them going to let her see comic matter, like, she turns her face around and says like, no, because you say I can't, again with that word, I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's like trying to straighten out that guard about what the difference between can and can is, and then she starts to go like, it kind of reminds me of the game once again, Saints Row: The Fold. You try to be silly,
yep,
because that game's really silly.
All right,
and it's like a video game at that point. You know, you can tell by the cinematography, but it's serious with the camera angle, but it's also kind of a goofiness. You know,
nice.
Well, that's our time, folks.
All right.
That is everything. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Mm-hmm. It is currently in theaters. It's also available for pre-order for pre-order on iTunes. Go ahead and check it out. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Oh my God, thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. please be unafraid. Shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays.